607 FM Talk 1065 in Mobile Morning. So I'm preparing myself now for the day ahead because Dr. Bill is not one for superlatives. He doesn't, you know, even though superlatives seem to dominate the news for weather reporting business, Dr. Bill's not the guy for that. But now, the hottest weather of the year so far, so he's done it.
Yeah. I'm cutting the sleeves off my T-shirt as we speak.
It's going to be a good look. Maybe we'll go sleeveless Fridays here. Because in the time of coronavirus, everything's gotten so casual. How do you go even more casual? Cut the sleeves off your shirt.
Obviously.
Makes sense to me as well. All right, it is a Friday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig. Glad to have you all along for Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Remember, online at fmtalk1065.com, you can get top news stories of the day, online opinion poll questions, and access a la carte to our podcast, but we'll talk more about that coming up. All right, it's been this week, each day, setting these records for new cases of coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alabama set a new record yesterday, and the United States neared its highest number of daily cases in one day. The U.S. now with 3.2 million total positive cases of coronavirus, and nearly 136,000 have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, 61,067 cases were reported in America, and 637,300 tests were reported nationally. That gives us a 9.6% rate of positive cases. There were also 960 deaths reported nationally yesterday. There still haven't been over 1,000 deaths in a single day in America since June 9th, but the last 3 days have been hovering right around 900 or 1,000 deaths per day. According to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, there have been over 38 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. In Alabama, we set a new record yesterday with 2,164 new cases added. That brings our total to 48,588 confirmed cases in the state, and 1,042 have died from COVID-19. There are also currently a new high of 1,125 people hospitalized with COVID-19. 33 new hospitalizations reported yesterday. I mentioned the new high that we set in cases with 2,164. That brings our 7-day average to 1,283 cases per day, while the 2-week average is at a new high of 1,131 cases per day. There were 10 deaths reported in Alabama yesterday after 48 combined on Tuesday and Wednesday. The 7-day and 14-day average is 12 deaths per day. And the Alabama Department of Public Health did not add any new test results for yesterday. I presume this is some kind of glitch in their system, or they're getting an extreme lag from reporting from the test sites and hospitals around the state. The state did add 6,912 new test results on Wednesday, but we should see the number of test results from yesterday coming up at the 10 a.m. Update from the ADPH today. At the local level, Mobile County added 103 new cases yesterday and one new death. The totals now sit at 4,418 positive cases for Mobile County and 137 deaths. Baldwin County added 75 new cases yesterday. They've had 1,114 since the pandemic began. And for the first time since May 22nd, Baldwin County added a death to their tolls due to COVID-19. There have now been 10 that have died in Baldwin County due to the virus, but it was May 22nd the last time they added a death, nearly a month and a half between reportings of deaths for Baldwin County. Washington County has had 127 cases and 7 deaths. Clark County, 294 cases and 6 deaths. Monroe County, 249 cases and 2 deaths. Kanawha County, 227 cases with 7 that have died. Escambia County, 452 cases and 8 deaths. Choctaw County, 202 cases and 12 deaths, and Wilcox County has had 296 cases with 8 deaths. And among the 3 counties that have been hit hardest by the pandemic to this point, Mobile County, Jefferson County, and Montgomery County, Jefferson County has seemed to have the latest surge. They added 343 new cases yesterday, which brings their total to 6,030, just about 1,600 more than Mobile or Montgomery County. Jefferson County also added a death yesterday, bringing their total to 162. That's about 25 more than Mobile County. Montgomery County added 64 new cases yesterday, which is fewer than either Mobile or Jefferson County, and no new deaths for Montgomery County yesterday.
All right, Dalton, with those numbers and one of the other stories here, let's talk about, number one, the death rate on this. Although we've had, it is this week kind of trended up on the death rate, but compared to where we were at the beginning of this, the death rate is less per new cases.
That's right. Yeah, it's been trending up, but not by significant margins.
Right. So what are we to take from this? I mean, and like neither of us epidemiologists, but more people, more testing is showing more cases. I think that's obvious. Mm-hmm. But we're seeing a lot, you know, anecdotally, I know two guys that their teenage sons both came down with COVID-19 the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, and that's anecdotal. That's just, you know, those two cases in my world. But more people picking it up, more people going and getting tested with it, but more people that are probably young and can survive it better, right?
Yeah, there's the argument that a lot of people are putting out there that because we're testing more, it's showing new cases. And while that's true, we're also seeing the percentage of test results that are coming back positive is rising, which would show that there are more new cases, not just more people that are being found right now. And I agree. I think there are younger people that are contracting the disease. You've seen the median age for those with coronavirus drop pretty quickly over the last few weeks. But also, you know, we're 4 or 5 months into this. Hospitals are getting better. They're not great, I don't think, but they're getting better at treating COVID-19 and keeping that from becoming a fatality. You might get really sick, but the hospitals are getting better at keeping people from dying, which I think is why we're not seeing the number of deaths corresponding to the number of new cases.
Yeah, if you, God forbid, have to be hospitalized with this, the later in this pandemic, the better, because mm-hmm. they're constantly learning new things as they apply medicine there at those hospitals. I mentioned this yesterday, and actually I talked with a buddy of mine who's a physician, and we kind of bounced this around. There's now more than one. There's several sources reporting this. Now, this doesn't mean it's true. It means that this research is done. It doesn't mean that their hypothesis is true, because we watch this and weekly or at least bi-monthly things change. But we mentioned it yesterday, and now more stories out today about research is coalescing around the idea that the coronavirus antibodies may just last a few months. Now, this one, I want to throw this out and then tell you where my brain goes, and y'all can hop on the text line and let me know. So it says here in this Yahoo News story, among many lingering questions about the coronavirus, one of the most crucial is, how long do the antibodies last? In other words, you get coronavirus, how long are you protected from mm-hmm. it afterwards? With some diseases like measles or hepatitis A, infection is one and done deal. You get sick and recover, you're immune for life. Increasingly, research is starting to coalesce around an unfortunate picture of the COVID-19 immunity. People who develop antibodies might not keep them for very long. Last month, a study showed that antibodies may last only 2 or 3 months. Then research published this week suggested antibodies could last only 3 to 5 weeks in some patients. Such findings have implications for vaccine development, and that's where I'm going with it. That once again, let's wait and get more research on this, because as we know, these stories have changed as new research comes in. But if this is true, big if there, if this is true, what does that mean for Operation Warp Speed, the Manhattan Project we have going on to develop a vaccine for COVID-19? If we do develop a vaccine and it's only good for 3 to 5 weeks to 3 months, this is... It's a troubling thought process here. Now, once again, we don't know that this is... We got to get more research and more sample and more people. They can only test so many people. But if that was true, how do we handle that? Because the whole idea to get everything reset in this country, because we've said, how many of it, once there's a vaccine, where, you know, things would get, you know, where you don't have this guillotine hanging over your head of a possible resurge of a pandemic. Well, if the vaccine only lasts, let's say it lasts 5 months. If it lasts 5 months, because there's a chance. I talked to that physician last night, and he told me, he said, you know, a lot of tests we've done, not on COVID, but he said on vaccines, quite often people who have immunity by getting something and then building up an antibody actually have a longer duration of immunity than somebody who gets a vaccine for it.
Mm.
So if this is true, what the heck are we doing?
Yeah, are we going to have to go to the hospital or Walgreens or CVS and get a vaccine every 3 to 5 weeks?
Aren't going to do that. People are not going to do that.
I will say, and you know, the argument for herd immunity, that the more people that are immune, the quicker the virus dies out. Well, if everyone on Earth were immune for 3 to 5 weeks, you would think that the virus would be able to die out during those 3 to 5 weeks.
There's always little back corners where it is, and then we creep back out.
Right.
No, I mean, you still have to try to attempt to have the vaccine, because you're right. I mean, 3 to 5, and maybe that's our new reality. You can't get Americans to do basic things, you know, are we going to all line up every 3 to 5 months for a vaccine? Now, I want to put this in the mix. this is still preliminary research.
Right.
So don't hang your hat on that peg yet. Let's see what's going on. But if that is true, that is that's one of the frightening changes on this.
Yeah, and it's been lingering around here for a while now. I'm surprised I haven't, if that's the case, that there haven't been any personal stories out there of someone who's caught the virus twice.
Good point. We that's going to be... I think if they are trying to get this message out, they need to show cases of this where people would say, yeah, I got it, and then, you know...
Got it again.
But if it's true, it could change a lot of stuff out there for sure. All right, 618 on the way in sports.
Well, the Big Ten became the first Power 5 conference to announce they're going conference only in their football games this fall. And also, the NFL has laid out their health protocols for this season. I'll let you know more coming up in sports.
All right, and you've heard stories of people like deciding they're like the CHOP or the CHAZ, where they're defining an independent country, right?
Yeah.
Because they want to. You have, of course, Native American land, sovereign land in this country that exists. Those two stories. Somewhere in between, maybe, U.S. Supreme Court has recognized about half of the state of Oklahoma as belonging to Native Americans. It's reservation land. A really big story and a ruling by the Supreme Court yesterday. We'll talk about that as well.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Alabama's reported more than 2,100 new cases of coronavirus in the state Thursday. That's 1,000 more than reported the day before. However, only 3 deaths were reported statewide. Mobile County continues to hover around the 100 case mark and adds 1 new death. Following a record day in Baldwin County Wednesday, 85 new cases were reported Thursday with 1 new death. Gulf Shores City Schools announced its safe return to school plan. Like other school districts, there is a traditional in-school option and a virtual option. Students can change their education option after 1 quarter. For more information on Baldwin County, Washington County, and Gulf Shores City Schools, visit WKRG.com. Pritchard police have made an arrest in an early Wednesday morning murder. 19-year-old Christopher Sims is accused of killing James Cunningham on Turner Road. Cunningham had been shot several times. Police did not say what led to that shooting. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we are not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
Good morning, 621 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Some bad news for those of us hoping for a semi-normal 2020 college football season. Yesterday, the Big Ten became the first Power 5 conference to announce that it will go to a conference-only season for all fall sports. Yes, including football.
Mm-hmm.
In a statement, the Big Ten said, quote, "We're facing uncertain and unprecedented times, and the health, safety, and wellness of our student-athletes, coaches, game officials, and others associated with our sports programs and campuses remain our number one priority." Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren later said that while the Big Ten intend to be on the field this fall, there may not be any football at all.
One thing we have to realize that this is not a fait accompli that we're going to have sports in the fall. We may not have sports in the fall. We may not have a college football season in the Big Ten. And so we just wanted to make sure that this was a next logical step to always to rely on our medical experts to keep our student athletes at the center of all of our decisions and make sure that they are as healthy as they possibly can be.
The Big Ten said all student athletes choosing not to participate in sports during the 2020-2021 academic year because of concerns about COVID-19 will continue to have their scholarships honored. The marquee non-conference matchups lost to the Big Ten decision include Michigan's road game at Washington on September 5th, Ohio State's trip to Oregon on September 12th, Michigan State's home game against Miami on September 26th, and Wisconsin's contest against Notre Dame at Lambeau Field on October 3rd. While the Big Ten is the first Power 5 conference to make the decision to play conference-only games, other conferences are now exploring that possibility. The SEC on Thursday said it continues to meet with campus leaders, quote, to determine the best path forward for fall sports. And Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby said in a statement that he's been advised to, quote, move ahead slowly and plan for all available scenarios. Meanwhile, the ACC has already said it would delay all fall sports until at least September 1st. According to Brett McMurphy from Stadium, a conference-only schedule has been discussed in the ACC, and the plan has been shared with its head coaches. The Pac-12 said it's not yet made a determination on fall sports for its conference. The Ivy League, which is not a Power 5 conference, has ruled out playing all sports this fall. The NFL and NFL Players Association have outlined game day protocols and an infectious disease emergency response plan for training camp. According to USA Today Sports, the documents were sent to teams on Wednesday night. Notable highlights for the planned response to the pandemic include no one with a body temperature of 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit or higher being allowed into the stadium on game days and the encouraged but not always required use of masks on the sidelines. Social distancing of at least 6 feet and no sharing of personal items will be mandated in the bench area. Home teams must stay at hotels the night before games and report to the stadium via bus. Protocol also outlines disinfecting policies of the locker and training rooms, and players from opposing teams will not be allowed to be within 6 feet of each other after the game, meaning that jersey exchanges will be prohibited. 624 on FM Talk 106.5. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with a few afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, isolated afternoon thunderstorms and hot with highs in the upper 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. We've had a good ride from Daphne and Spanish Fort across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far downtown, George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnels, no delays from Government, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65, and a good ride from Tillman's Corner at Theodore. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can shop their entire inventory online at springhilltoyota.com. It's just that easy. Follow the easy steps and secure your vehicle at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 627 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. All right, coming up in just a shake of a lamb's tail. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the hottest temperatures of the year. Here it comes. Thank you, Dr. Bill, to lay that out. Plus, we'll talk about tropical weather affecting the Big Apple. Yeah, it's on the way.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama's reported more than 2,100 new cases of coronavirus in the state Thursday. That's 1,000 more than reported the day before. However, only 3 deaths were reported statewide. Mobile County continues to hover around the 100 case mark and adds 1 new death. Following a record day in Baldwin County Wednesday, 85 new cases were reported Thursday with 1 new death. Gulf Shores City Schools announced its safe return to school plan. Like other school districts, there is a traditional in-school option and a virtual option. Students can change their education option after 1 quarter. For more information on Baldwin County, Washington County, and Gulf Shores City Schools, visit WKRG.com. Pritchard police have made an arrest in an early Wednesday morning murder. 19-year-old Christopher Sims is accused of killing James Cunningham on Turner Road. Cunningham had been shot several times. Police did not say what led to that shooting. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
2 kinds of people run for office: leaders and politicians. A leader like President Trump says what he means. A politician like Jerry Carl says anything. Carl criticized tax handouts to big business when he ran for the county commission. Then Carl flipped and supported handing out over $20 million of tax money to billion-dollar corporations. Carl says he's wise spending tax dollars. But Carl flipped again and voted to spend your taxes on everything from a contemporary art museum to a tennis league. Carl made big news when he said he wouldn't take a paycheck on the county commission, but he soon flipped and started taking an $80,000 salary. The difference between Trump and Carl? Trump tells it like it is. Carl tells it like it isn't. If you like having Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like having Jerry Carl in Congress. Paid for by Club for Growth Action, clubforgrowthaction.org, and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
A new record, 60,000 new coronavirus cases reported in the U.S. yesterday. Big events are being canceled across the nation, including potentially a major political rally.
The coronavirus has GOP officials considering how next month's Republican National Convention will be handled. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says nothing is set in stone.
We'll have to wait and see how things look in late August to determine whether or not you can safely convene that many people.
Some college sports programs are also making changes. Big Ten teams will only play conference games this season. I'm John Lawrence.
UN Secretary General Antonio Gutierrez says Latin America and the Caribbean now have one of the highest per capita infection rates. Tropical Storm Fay has picked up strength as it moves closer to land along the mid-Atlantic states of the eastern seaboard. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says to expect 2 to 4 inches of rain and flash flooding in the region. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The U.S. will announce but suspend retaliatory measures for France's digital services tax. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says the U.S. will announce that it's going to be taking certain sanctions against France, suspending them like they're suspending collection of the taxes right now. The U.S. says the French tax discriminates against companies such as Alphabet, Facebook, and Apple. Big Five Sporting Goods is seeing a resurgence in its business since reopening stores. The sporting goods retailer's same-store sales dropped 28% in the first half of the second quarter with stores shuttered, but the metric climbed 15.5% in the second half of the quarter as stores began reopening. HSBC says Alibaba Group looks well-positioned to recoup market share. The e-commerce giant has recorded robust revenue growth from promos for its shopping website. Alibaba has a further driver in its stakes in Ant Group and AliCloud. Alibaba's mobile-first supermarket brand, Freshippo Mini, has recently turned profitable. And that's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer.
It's a food and wine show.
No, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
They bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
The glorified fry cook.
Devoted to the complete gastronomic experience.
Grape killer.
Sip and chew with Mike and Stu. Brought to you by Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat and Happy. Sunday mornings at 8 on FM Talk 106. Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And just full of good news this morning. Hottest temperatures of the year. Oh, boy.
Yes. And we also have a tropical storm. But it's not on the Gulf. It's on the Atlantic coast. But, yes, we do have some hot weather on tap for the weekend. It's going to start today and then really get into some high levels tomorrow with readings in the upper 90s for Saturday afternoon. But today, look for plenty of sunshine, and we'll see a few scattered thunderstorms develop this afternoon. I expect a high of about 95 today. But the air is very, very humid, very moist, and as a result, we're going to see some high index readings today, anywhere from 108 to 110 this afternoon. Now, tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of an evening thunderstorm. Low tonight will be in the upper 70s. And then for tomorrow, mostly sunny, just isolated afternoon thunderstorms, and a high tomorrow up to 98 degrees. And it looks like we'll see a heat index tomorrow of 110 to 112. Mm. And so a real toasty afternoon tomorrow. Sunday, mostly sunny. A few widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms, and we'll be up at least into the mid-90s. And again, a heat index up around 110. Now, what about early next week? Same thing. Mostly sunny for Monday and Tuesday, with a few afternoon thunderstorms, and high temperatures will be in the mid-90s. So we have some really hot weather, and with high humidity carrying us into next week.
So with that steam bath, you said some widely scattered thunderstorms. There is a chance for a little cool down?
Yeah, just a temporary relief from the heat. It's a possibility in the afternoon, but they're going to be just sort of widely scattered, so hit and miss, and that's going to be the pattern for the next few days.
All right, Dr. Bill. Now, you mentioned tropical weather. Yeah, so is New York going to see tropical weather? What's the story about Faye?
Yeah, no, this was a disturbance that actually formed over Georgia, and when it went out over the Atlantic and the Gulf Stream, it really developed into a tropical system and became a tropical storm off the North Carolina coast. It's now just east of Virginia, and it is moving north-northeast, and the highest winds are now recorded around 50 miles per hour, and that's just offshore. The track of that will take it right over New York City, and that'll occur early tomorrow. And so it'll track in from Virginia to New York City overnight, and then on up through New England, through Vermont, and into Canada. And so it'll be a tropical storm, most likely, again, winds of around 50, maybe a little bit more, but that will occur mostly offshore. And it'll be a rain event, a lot of rain for the East Coast and on into New England. Elsewhere, looking good across the Gulf of Mexico and Caribbean, the Atlantic, we still have that dust and dry air. There is a tropical wave about halfway between Africa and the islands of the Caribbean, but it doesn't look like it's very favorable for any kind of intensification of that tropical wave. So as far as the deep tropics are, we're looking pretty good at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and check it in next hour for the weekend weather scale.
Working on it now.
All right, good deal. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, thank you. Our tropical weather expert. And let me add this to the mix, too. Tomorrow, the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament for the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. So you make sure, we've talked about it a bunch on the show, but while the non-fishing portion of the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo has been eliminated, like the Liars Contest, which I hate, I've been participating in that for a decade, that and the music shows around next week's rodeo, or like for tomorrow with the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament, we're not doing the normal lunch that comes with the thing, but you're still fishing. So we're still fishing tomorrow with the kids, and still fishing for everybody coming up next week. So marine forecast for tomorrow, seas looking at 1 to 2 feet offshore, dominant wave period 5 seconds, and that slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. I know you already carry a lot of drinks and stuff on the boat, but even more for the kids out there, it's going to be very hot, as Dr. Bill said, so make sure to have those, and hopefully some shade. I tell you, as time has gone on, I've looked back at pictures the other night, and the boats that I liked didn't have any kind of shade. Nah, stuff got in your way, and now I've gone to like a hard top on a boat that's 8 feet long. I am all about some shade out on the water.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah, you've got to get an umbrella or something. Keep those little kids under some shade. It'll boil their little brains. Mm. Let's not do that. We need all the brains we can get from them. All right, 6:40. Coming up, we'll check traffic with Kane. And a Supreme Court ruling about Oklahoma, and at least the eastern part of Oklahoma. Whose land is it anyway?
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Advertising. It's how you encourage people to buy your products, services, or ideas. Imagine being handed a microphone to speak in front of a stadium of 30,000 people. What would you say about your business? FM Talk 106.5 can put you in front of that audience. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can create an effective advertising campaign. Our listeners are eager for information, trust our station, and prefer to patronize local businesses like yours. Call me at 445-7249, and let's talk about how FM Talk 106.5 can help increase your business.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Good morning from the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. That ride from Fairhope to Daphne and Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway looks good downtown. Again, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, I-10 from Rangeline out towards Grand Bay Wilma Road, you've seen radar, so watch your speed. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running. You can also rent their carts for wedding and family gatherings or buy a new used cart, too. See them at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with the Coastal Traffic, and I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
And Kane on the remix this morning. 642 FM Talk 106.5. And once again, Dr. Bill saying the hottest temps of the year heading our way over the next 4 or 5 days. I'll look at the heat indices in the triple digits, maybe as much as 112 by tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yikes. All right. Supreme Court has been busy, of course, bringing out decision after decision. We've been talking about it in a couple yesterday. We'll talk about the president and his tax returns. But the one that got my attention as well, Supreme Court ruled that a large swath of Oklahoma belongs to Native American tribes. Now, we're not talking about stuff that's inside a reservation now. We're talking about Tulsa. Here's Barbara Cusack from Westwood One.
The U.S. Supreme Court recognized about half of Oklahoma as Native American reservation land. In making the ruling, the High Court overturned a tribe member's rape conviction because the location where the crime was committed should have been considered outside the reach of state criminal law. The decision means that for the first time, much of eastern Oklahoma is legally considered reservation land. More than 1.8 million people live on the land at issue, including roughly 400,000 in Tulsa, Oklahoma's second largest city. I'm Barbara Cusack.
All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. By the way, so there you go. What about that? And the other ruling, when you heard, and there were some supercuts of all the reporters from a lot of cable news networks that were dogging out the president's speech about Rushmore, and that you heard somebody saying he even did the speech on stolen land. Remember hearing that, and people were like, what is that about? There's a treaty between the Sioux, and I think maybe specifically Lakota, but maybe the other bands as well, that wasn't ever lived up to. That the land was reserved at Black Hills, where Mount Rushmore is, and that there's been since I think it's 80 years old, this lawsuit over this treaty that wasn't lived up to by the United States with the Sioux, and they claim like Black Hills and all that still is their land and not American land because this treaty. Well, that case has gone to court several times, and I think they come back up this year again in court, and there are legal experts that just in some of the articles I've read said they absolutely have a leg to stand on in this case. Now, these are treaties that are from the 1800s, but still being debated in courts now. You see some of that now in the Supreme Court decision for Oklahoma. I don't know what will happen, if that will set some sort of precedent, or it's different in this case with the Sioux Nation in North Dakota.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's you think of it. What do you do? And we'll see where this goes. But what do you?
Yeah,
just play the mental exercise. Say the Supreme Court has now recognized about half of Oklahoma as Native American reservation land. Tulsa included in that. But, I mean, they're talking about all the people, but how about all the land? If that goes back to reservation land, what are you going to do to the people that own private property in the eastern part of Oklahoma, whether it's somebody's house or their ranch? The questions are huge in this. I mean, this story is kind of getting reported out there, but I don't know if people realize the magnitude of this. If that stands, and how do they, the United States going to cut a check to buy the land back? Or if it's taken over as reservation, what happens to the private property owners in that area?
Sounds like this will be battled in court for years.
Big time. 6:45, sports on the way, and headlines from WKRG next.
Professional Collision, 7 locations are ready to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Online at professional-collision.com.
This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
I'm Bill Wiles. WKRG News 5. Alabama's reported more than 2,100 new cases of coronavirus in the state Thursday. That's 1,000 more than reported the day before. However, only 3 deaths were reported statewide. Mobile County continues to hover around the 100 case mark and adds 1 new death. Following a record day in Baldwin County Wednesday, 85 new cases were reported Thursday with 1 new death. Gulf Shores City Schools announced its safe return to school plan. Like other school districts, there is a traditional in-school option and a virtual option. Students can change their education option after one quarter. For more information on Baldwin County, Washington County, and Gulf Shores City Schools, visit WKRG.com. Pritchard police have made an arrest in an early Wednesday morning murder. 19-year-old Christopher Sims is accused of killing James Cunningham on Turner Road. Cunningham had been shot several times. Police did not say what led to that shooting. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Hey, if you like to fish and love the chance to win cash and prizes, you can't miss this year's 87th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Tickets are on sale now at ADSFR.com. Dates are set July 17th through the 19th. Be a part of the largest fishing tournament in the world with over $400,000 in cash and prizes. Every angler in the open competition who weighs in a legal fish from any of the 30 categories will be entered to win a 25-foot contender with a Yamaha 250 and a Sport Trail trailer. Get your tickets now at ADSFR.com. And remember the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament on July 11th. In addition to the ADSFR Open Competition, anglers can enter jackpots for big game, king mackerel, and speckled trout. And new this year is a drawing for all participants who weigh in a fish in any jackpot. Win a brand new Seakeeper 1. Cash prize divisions include billfish, tuna, dolphin, swordfish, wahoo, king mackerel, speckled trout, and tarpon. It's the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo July 17th through 19th. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Some bad news for those of us hoping for a semi-normal 2020 college football season. Yesterday, the Big Ten became the first Power 5 conference to announce that it will go to a conference-only season for all fall sports. And yes, that includes football. In a statement, the Big Ten said, "We're facing uncertain and unprecedented times, and the health, safety, and wellness of our student-athletes, coaches, game officials, and others associated with our sports programs and campuses remains our number one priority." Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren later said that while the Big Ten intends to be on the field this fall, there may not be any football at all.
One thing we have to realize that this is not a fait accompli, that we're going to have sports in the fall. We may not have sports in the fall. We may not have a college football season in the Big Ten. And so we just wanted to make sure that this was a next logical step to always to rely on our medical experts to keep our student athletes at the center of all of our decisions and make sure that they are as healthy as they possibly can be.
The Big Ten said that all student athletes that choose not to participate in sports during the upcoming academic year because of concerns about the virus will continue to have their scholarships honored. The marquee non-conference matchups that are lost to the Big Ten's decision include Michigan's road game at Washington, Ohio State's trip to Oregon, Michigan State's home game against Miami, and Wisconsin's contest against Notre Dame at Lambeau Field. While the Big Ten is the first Power 5 conference to make the decision to play conference-only games, other conferences are now exploring that possibility. The SEC yesterday said it continues to meet with campus leaders to, quote, determine the best path forward for fall sports. And Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby said in a statement that he's been advised to, quote, move ahead slowly and plan for all available scenarios. Meanwhile, the ACC has already said that it would delay all fall sports until at least September 1st. According to Brett McMurphy from Stadium, a conference-only schedule has been discussed in the ACC, and the plan has been shared with its head coaches. The Pac-12 said it's not yet made a determination on fall sports for its conference. The Ivy League, which is not a Power 5 conference, has ruled out playing all sports this fall. The NFL and NFL Players Association have outlined game day protocols and an infectious disease emergency response plan for training camp. According to USA Today, the documents were sent to teams on Wednesday night. Notable highlights for the planned response to the pandemic include no one with a body temperature of 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit or higher being allowed into stadium on game days, and the encouraged but not always required use of masks on the sidelines. Social distancing of at least 6 feet and no sharing of personal items will be mandated in the bench area. Home teams must stay at hotels the night before games and report to the stadium via bus. The protocol also outlines disinfecting policies of the locker and training rooms, and players from opposing teams will not be allowed to be within 6 feet of each other after the game, meaning that jersey exchanges will be prohibited. Major League Soccer returned to the pitch on Wednesday for the MLS's back tournament. One team, Dallas FC, had already been withdrawn from the tourney after 10 players and a coach tested positive for COVID-19. Yesterday, another team, Nashville SC, was also withdrawn from the tourney after 9 players tested positive. Orlando City SC won the first match of the tournament on Wednesday night, 2-1 over Inter Miami. Yesterday, the Philadelphia Union and New England Revolution won their matches. Tonight at 8, the Seattle Sounders will take on the San Jose Earthquakes. The tournament at the Wide World of Sports Complex in Orlando is scheduled to run through August 11th, followed by the resumption of MLS's 2020 season. Colin Morikawa leads after round one of the Workday Charity Open at Murfield Village Golf Club in Ohio. Morikawa shot an opening round 65 yesterday to take a one-stroke lead over Canadian Adam Hadwin. A group of 4 golfers are 2 shots behind the leader at 5-under par, while 11 more, including Justin Thomas, are 3 shots back. Second round began this morning at 5:50. It'll air on the Golf Channel beginning at 2 this afternoon. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with a few afternoon thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, isolated afternoon thunderstorms and hot with highs in the upper 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My name is Dr. Lou Campagnosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign, and I'm asking you to vote for Jerry Carl on July 14th. Jerry's positive message of working together for a better future for all is being drowned out by a constant drumbeat of negative ads coming from the Club for Growth that is supporting Jerry's opponent. Everyone is sick and tired of these negative ads. Did you know that the Club for Growth is against the tariffs Trump put on China? Jerry rejects the Club for Growth's opposition to Trump's tariffs and their free trade philosophy at any cost to American companies and workers. If you want to support Trump, Jerry is the only candidate who has not taken a dime of outside special interest money as his opponent has done. A vote for Jerry Carl is a vote for an independent supporter of American companies and workers who stands against global interests for free trade, no matter who that hurts. Common Sense has trusted Jerry Carl for many years, and we believe he is the only choice for you on July 14th.
I'm Jerry Carl, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178. 9178 now.
Good morning from the PierceLawFirm.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Highway 59 just north of I-10. Loxley, you're going to find heavier traffic, but the Bayway and the Causeway look great. No problems downtown. You'll see a good ride from Canal, Spring Hill Avenue, and Law Government in 65. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring is a place to go in Robertsdale. They have over 400 options in waterproof flooring from carpet, hardwoods, and laminate. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 6:55, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad you are here. By the way, I saw this note as people head back to work. PR Newswire put this out. They said, new survey out asked people if they're excited to reunite with coworkers when it's safe again to do so.
Okay. How many?
0.78%. Less than 1%. In their survey, we're excited about going back to work to see coworkers.
that's hilarious.
That's a bad deal. I don't know where they're working, but that's a bad deal. Also, you were mentioning to me during one of the news breaks about a new show that was out. We're talking about a new show coming to Netflix, right? Or is it Hulu?
Hulu.
Hulu.
Got
it was
a movie
Hulu
coming
show.
Out.
Okay, a movie there. Got me thinking about this Netflix cancellation thing. Somebody sent me this the other day, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the show that you and a couple other people here keep telling me I got to watch, Ozark?
Yes, yeah.
Canceled.
And it got canceled?
Canceled.
Wow.
So yeah, look at this Netflix cancellation here. There's the list of What they said is 10 of the shows that Netflix canceled that were popular. Ozark, Marvel's Luke Cage. I don't know that one.
Yeah, that was a pretty big one. It's one of those superhero shows.
Okay, no wonder. Santa Clarita Diet.
Yeah, that was one I liked a lot. It had Drew Barrymore and Timothy Olyphant.
It had
Drew Barrymore. I knew that'd get your attention.
Oh, yeah, you got my attention.
Yeah,
I got a thing for that
woman. She's zombified.
I don't want her zombified. She's too pretty to be zombified. Dead to Me, canceled.
Okay.
Kaminsky Method, canceled.
Okay.
Glow, canceled. That's the wrestling one, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's okay. Right.
Dear White People, canceled.
Yep, I've heard of that one.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt,
that's
canceled.
A big show. These are all huge shows for
American
Netflix.
Vandal, canceled. And I was happy when they brought it back. I guess I didn't do my part in watching it, but man, in the old days, I used to really love Mystery Science Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Mystery Science Theater 3000 canceled after two seasons.
The reboot, wow. Yeah.
So I don't know what the deal is. It's critically acclaimed shows. People that are fans of these shows, and they went through and cut them.
Well, you got to wonder how much is the pandemic playing into that.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't.
If they're not able to film
new seasons.
It seems
like more people. Yeah. Okay, maybe that's it. But you think they'd keep it around and replay because we've had the stats that things like Netflix have gone through the roof while people were quarantined.
Yeah, they have. That's interesting. Those are some big shows.
I mean, more people have told me I need to watch that show Ozark, and now it's canceled. Well, I guess I got 4 seasons to go back and watch. But there you go. All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5, hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings on the way next. So is news.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. Alabama's reported more than 2,100 new cases of coronavirus in the state Thursday. That's 1,000 more than reported the day before. However, only 3 deaths were reported statewide. Mobile County continues to hover around the 100 case mark and adds 1 new death. Following a record day in Baldwin County Wednesday, 85 new cases were reported Thursday with 1 new death. Gulf Shores City Schools announced its safe return to school plan. Like other school districts, there is a traditional in-school option and a virtual option. Students can change their education option after 1 quarter. For more information on Baldwin County, Washington County, and Gulf Shores City Schools, visit WKRG.com. Pritchard police have made an arrest in an early Wednesday morning murder. 19-year-old Christopher Sims is accused of killing James Cunningham on Turner Road. Cunningham had been shot several times. Police did not say what led to that shooting. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Rioting, looting, vandalism, it's getting out of control. And liberal Soros-backed judges and prosecutors giving them a free ride makes it worse. That's why Republicans need to re-elect Judge Beth Kellum to the Court of Criminal Appeals on Tuesday. Beth Kellum, tough, strong, conservative. Beth Kellum stands with our police in the fight against the criminal element burning down our cities and with law-abiding citizens protecting their families.
I'm Judge Beth Kellum. When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. The tough part is separating fact from fiction. That's where experience counts.
Judge Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and the conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Judge Beth Kellum. Keep Alabama safe.